everyone. Welcome to Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is the show where we get to nerd out all night long about some cool video game
and movie.
At least
for the next hour or so.
From 9 to 10.
Going to drag us out of
this
here.
This is... No one's going to drag us out of here. Hold on.
That's not happening.
You are presenting a very hostile atmosphere.
I assume all atmospheres are hostile.
Okay.
You have to be ready.
Otherwise, you're going to be a red shirt, and you're just
going to be a red shirt. You're going to wonder what happened in your app, and you're going to be dead.
That's what's going to happen. Before
roof snipers.
Before we get too deep into the show, we open the show with First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City. So awesome job, guys!
Hope you enjoyed them.
You made it, number one spot on the show.
Boom. That pretty much means you've made it in life.
You've made it in life.
Only thing left really is to get knighted by the queen.
And then
your life is complete.
That's queen. The queen. Anyway, before we get too deep into just craziness, we have a website. It's got all of our audio and all of our stuff on it. Bear, what is that website?
That website is exppoints.com. Remember to always double tap that.
If you don't double tap the P, it won't work.
It won't work. That's how letters work.
That's how the internet is made. You got to spell things right. We also have social media like Facebook, Google+, and blah, blah, blah. You can check all that out at exppoints.com/social. That's our landing page for all our social media, as well as our Steam community and our PayPal and Patreon buttons. It's really just sort of like
stuff.
Go there for all the other stuff that's not like blog or radio or
It's almost
whatever.
Like we really just want you to go to the website.
Yeah, the website's really cool.
It is.
We were doing some game giveaways. I think they're still up there. If you'd like a game, please go ahead and reply. It tells you
a game
very...
Or two left.
Yeah.
Let me check the bin real quick.
I think we've got like 13 games left. We didn't capitalize on the Steam sale that just recently ended a few days ago.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't
capitalize. Perfectly fair. I didn't see anything that was really that great.
From what I've heard, Sunless Sea is actually really, really good.
Is it really?
I chose not to buy that. What did I purchase?
I was waiting on Ark, man. But like, they didn't knock it down far enough. So I'm just going to wait a little bit. And then I want to play Ark so bad.
I bought a few games. I think I bought Valkyria Chronicles because I played that on PS3 and... I installed it. I think I bought all the Five Nights at Freddy's games.
Oh, I did buy those. I'm sorry. I've not started playing them yet, though.
Yeah, I installed them because they're like 200 megabytes. I'm like, well, this is...
And then the only other thing I was going to buy was Dust, and then found out that it was
already
in your library. So I started playing it, and it was from the last summer sale.
Nice.
And I've gotten further than that. That game is amazing. If you want a good story, play Dust, an Elysian Tale.
We're going to cut to a song. We're going to come back because there's a lot that can be said about summer sales and just sales in general. So we're going to cut to History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2 by the Megas off of their new History Repeating albums. They had a two-part, a blue and a red. For Mega Man and for Proto Man. It's pretty
good.
Anyway, this is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to it on 90.9 FM.
KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Experience Points on 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm still MG.
And I'm always Red Bear.
You just heard History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2 by the Megas. It's kind of a long song, but if I played like one of the parts...
You'd feel like you weren't fulfilled.
So if you ever listen to Part 1, there's a change, very different change in the middle of obviously what we just played where it slows down and like...
This recreation made by MG.
That's the end of Part 1. And then it's like, or no, and it starts playing like dun 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 dun. It's the Mega Man 2 theme, and then
it tune to Funky Town.
No. Then it just cuts off. So I was like, man, you know what? And Part 2 kicks in, you know, boom 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 boom. It's so good.
I can't take you.
It's so good.
With your musical renditions.
Because I'm jumping up and down in my seat.
It's getting ridiculous.
I'm bouncing and everything. But no, so we have to play both parts of the song. So yeah, you know, it's like a quarter of the way through
the show now.
That was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. All right, so we're gonna talk about what we did.
Question?
Huh?
You asked me the question?
What was the question?
The question that we always ask.
Oh, hey,
time.
Bear. Traditionally, what did you do last week?
I did things.
What'd you do?
Craziness. So, believe it or not, I may have done nerdy things.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, so Saturday, if you have an entire day of nothing to do and probably 6 to 8 other nerdy friends, you should check out Twilight Imperium. That board game. Oh my God. It took us, I think, about 8.5 hours to complete from beginning to end. And we figured it out, kind of got what we were doing about hour 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it was like a game of magic.
It's
with someone who's never played magic.
Yeah, exactly. We had actually two rule books because we had an expansion for it. And I don't know why we decided to play with an expansion because this was our first time playing.
If you look at Act 2 of the compendium, you could...
No, you say
there's an advanced rule set.
There's Intergalactic Senate in this game.
Oh, nice.
And everyone participates. And It's insane.
It's better than the current Senate.
I believe I'm actually going to make you play this game for my first Bear With Me.
Oh, nice.
So that's going to be our first YouTube Bear With Me.
That's very cool.
And gonna get you
I guess we should release that. One of the shows we're working on is Please Bear With Me.
Yeah, and this is going to be a thing where you're going to have to bear with me through
it. It's Red Bear's show where we try to please bear with him. So
yeah, so bear with me on that.
We don't know if there's alcohol involved or not. Like, you know, please bear with me. And like throughout the jump I imagine a series of jump cuts in this show where you just take shots between the jump cuts.
You'll have to watch it and find out.
You have to watch it. We don't have an ETA on when the first video drops.
I don't even have the YouTube channel set up yet.
That's fine.
But that's mission number one. Mission number two is to buy the game and find some other nerdy friends, which I have in plenty of abundance.
Nice.
So I did that. I started watching some anime. I'm trying to get a new anime to watch. Just while I'm filling time, I'm watching Kill la Kill all the way through.
Nice.
Because I've caught random episodes.
That was a good one.
Caught like random episodes. Like, I know the entire story, but I haven't watched it beginning to end. Mm. So last night I started watching the dubbed version, and that was horrible.
I mean, it could be worse.
I've heard worse
it
dubs.
It could be worse.
To be fair, but trying to find the subbed version, but dub on that was really terrible.
I actually really liked the dub version of Attack on Titan.
That's another one I should watch.
It was Attack on Titan. You know what? I will say
I've watched Attack on Titan Abridged. That counts, right?
Man.
That was so funny.
I'll say this. It was interesting because, well, no, so people say, oh, yeah, I was late, a latecomer to Attack on Titan.
Okay, to be fair, I'm an idiot, and I was confused by Attack on Titan because, because Titanfall was out at the same time, and everyone kept talking about the Titans and stuff, and I was just confused.
Yeah, well,
and I'm like, I'm playing Titanfall. What are you guys talking about?
Oh, it's a different. Okay, so you're completely on
the video game
different page.
Yeah. I was like completely lost.
Where are the robots? Why are there a bunch of naked dudes?
No, yeah, people start talking about naked people. I'm like, I've not seen a single naked person in this game. Y'all are wrong. What?
No.
That was my experience with it.
That's a very good show. If you're looking for a new one, I would look at that one.
I also went to the movie theater again, something I do from time to time, or a lot,
when
as you know.
You see the same movie like a million
times.
Okay,
I've seen Jurassic World 3 times now. The third round on that, I actually don't hate it anymore. I've accepted it's not Jurassic Park. It's a pretty good movie.
It's crushed your dreams.
It crushed my dreams. It moved on. It's good for what it is. It's never going to be Jurassic Park again. But it's fun. I'll watch dinosaurs killing people and other dinosaurs. That's fun.
Okay.
Yeah, spoilers. I'm sorry. So, and then I also went and saw Pixar's Inside Out. And
I've heard Inside Out's a really good movie.
I have
like,
been
possibly the best movie they've ever made.
So I've been waiting on Pixar because they haven't really made anything lately.
Right.
And Pixar is one of my favorite studios ever. And I saw the preview for this and I was expecting big things. Like Hype Train level 9001.
Okay.
Yeah. And they hit level 10,000.
Really?
On this. It is the best movie I have seen to date this year.
Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing.
You saw Mad Max and
I
the
saw
Avengers.
Mad Max. I will say, it's way better than the Avengers. Okay. Mad Max is better than Avengers, and then this tops Mad Max.
Very cool.
And I did not think, I think I said on the show that Mad Max was the best movie of the year. I don't need to see anything else.
You did say
that.
I think
I said that.
You did say that.
It has been topped.
Wow. I didn't realize Inside Out was out yet.
It is out. It came out last week on Thursday.
I'll have to go see it because I've been waiting on that one.
Absolutely go see it.
I don't even know what the premise is. I think it's about emotions or something.
Yeah, that's what it is. All the characters are your emotions, and it's what drives you as a person.
Oh, okay.
And it's their story. And it's actually kind of funny because, you know, the theater's full of kids, and I think I was screaming louder than any of them.
I believe it.
So if you want to see the big kids in the theater.
I totally believe it.
Just look for the bear. So what did you do this past week?
Well, I've been on a quest to beat The Witcher 3.
Oh, update on Zelda. It's complete bullcrap. I hate Zelda, The Legend of Zelda.
The very first one.
Screw that game.
It's hard.
I'm sorry. You can nerd rage all you want. It's dangerous to go alone. I've taken it.
Take it.
I have no idea what's going on. I still don't know. I've got a guide now.
What you need to do is you need to read the manual because that sets things in perspective. But we're different as gamers now. We don't read the manual for the games.
I didn't even realize manuals were a thing that existed anymore.
In fact, for a while, games have significantly changed from we can't back in the day. Now, this is a side note. This isn't what I do. This is what I'm doing right now. I didn't in the past. I explained to Chase. It used to be games were made with lackluster technology. I mean, 8-bit technology.
Games really translate from pen and paper to being digital. And
right,
that was
right.
Around the time,
and then they even
in.
Went from being digital in one way to being digital in a completely different way. And the expression grew so much so that it was as as if we went from having a play to having recorded media but silent films, from going there to having color to having sound.
Technicolor.
And then even having subtitles or having,
and now you have 3D.
And now 3D.
Which is a stupid gimmick and everyone knows it.
It is a stupid gimmick. But, no, so it used to be back in the day where if you wanted to play a game, you know, you, because the game was 8-bit game, you had to read the manual, and that got you up to speed with all of the world in like less than a page.
And to be
like,
fair, I have not read this manual.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not long. It's like, yep, this is Hyrule, and you play Link.
Again,
not
no story. There's no story development or character development or anything.
Well,
I'm just killing some random sprites and assuming that something's gonna happen.
It's like, dang, Miyamoto, you are a terrible GM.
I don't even know why I'm killing these people. Only because they're like, every time they touch me, I like get hurt and might lose a heart.
Yeah, tat tats and
my heart, you know, sinks a little every time they touch me. I just want to hug them. That's all I want to do. Just hug them with my sword.
Nope.
So what did I
am trying to beat The Witcher 3. I'm having some issues, and I think they keep patching the game, and then NVIDIA keeps releasing drivers, and it makes the game unstable again. Or maybe I've been turning the graphic settings down so the game doesn't crash so much, but it still crashes every now and then. I have a 970. I have an i7. I have, you know, 16 gigs of RAM, so it's
I'm
not my machine.
I'm still rocking my old i5 2500K.
I have the 2600K.
Yeah, I have the 25. And it's still going strong.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with those processors. But I played a little bit of that. I played a little bit of Destiny. I've fallen off from Destiny, and we're gonna talk about that a little bit later, but I just got into the House of Wolves expansion.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to play a little Rock Band just to get back in the feeling of Rock Band, because
you got everything set up for the apartment
in October.
Almost ready for this event, we may just wait because
in October Rock Band 4 comes out and the drums are beaten to pieces and the guitars are falling apart and the microphone's been rocked harder than anything else. And
well, yeah, it has. I sang in that microphone.
Yeah, you have.
It can only take it a few times.
So it's not, you know, I've been trying to game a little bit here and there. Covering E3 took a lot out of me, and I won't lie, it's staying on top of all of this media. We make it look easy.
But I know we
staying
do.
On top of the media is kind of hard sometimes, because it's so easy to just want to go read a blog post about like the
ten best
things about E3. Watch Zero Punctuation or something.
Watch it, by the way, it's hilarious.
Yeah, no, he does such
the
a good
E3
job.
The coverage he did was spot on.
Every now and then, you know, you need to take a break. I have a game that I turn to that I play. It's an old game. It's called Caesar 3. I love Caesar 3. It's a city builder in Rome, Roman times. It's such a good game. They actually have Caesar IA or AI or whatever that's free on Steam, but it is terrible. It's not Caesar 3. Go to Good Old Games, download that, and it's like $5. So I played that a lot. But anyway, just trying to get a couple other things kind of together, getting some of the I'm rebuilding.
Aren't you talking about a home studio, huh?
Rebuilding the home studio, yeah. We so recently, and this is what I've been doing. We back in the day, I had a band, Capitan MG.
I remember that.
And
band.
It was a band that
S Beats B,
and a bunch
best
of other
song.
Stuff. It was about Superman and Batman. Anyway, we did a bunch of this because our argument was there was a lot of bad music on the radio. Why couldn't we be a bad band? Like a band that made terrible music. So to kind of learn about how music gets produced, and what really got me into sort of
And now I'm here.
Yeah,
me in this tiny room.
In this tiny room,
and we're not actually letting you out.
No. Okay. Well,
ooh, hostile environment.
I could say without doing that, without learning about that, I probably wouldn't be in radio now, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now, and it would just be me playing video games by myself, doing whatever.
Being all sad. I will say it's Leo Laporte that really got me into like the radio thing and like just basically being a nerd.
Yeah.
And you're looking at me all crazy. You know who Leo is?
Yeah, I know who Leo
Laporte
is.
Okay. Good. Good. Leo and Kevin Rose.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Those guys. Shout out.
Anyway, so there was some music, and most of it was terrible. It was really bad. It was just learning how to
horrible.
Do it. And it was GarageBand. Anyway, I had a thought recently. I was bored, and I said, you know, I wonder how hard it is to get this music, like, actually distributed. Like, before, we had
Could
iTunes.
Can I buy the albums now?
Well, hold on. So
tell me your own
band, Cam. The idea was, back in the day, all you had was iTunes to distribute your music.
Yeah.
And that was a new thing back in 2004, 2005. Capitan MG is circa 2006, and until now, like we've made a song or two since then. So that's and TLDR. That's why I'm rebuilding the studio so we could actually re-record some of the older songs. We have a song called "Robots
Remaster
with Guns."
Remaster it.
Well, we still have all the original stuff, but we're gonna trash all that. It's new stuff moving forward. But anyway, I thought, how hard is it to get it distributed and put it up on all the major platforms? And I actually did that. So on Spotify, on Google Play, on iTunes, on Amazon Music, on all of these platforms. You can actually search for Cap and MG, the and symbol.
Shameless plug.
And you can, you know, stream us, and you can see how bad it was.
So, no, out of curiosity, how hard was it to get on?
Not hard at all. I went through a site called RootNote, and I'm not pitching them. I'm saying that's what I did.
No, factually. Curious. Let everyone know.
Informationally, I went through RootNote, and I set it up, and, you know, you have to – they sort of go by the honor system that you are using the correct licenses and everything, that if you're using loops, you paid for them. If you are using a beat, you have permission from the artist. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the older tracks, you know, we just laid vocals on top of like a Fort Minor beat or something. We didn't use those. I didn't upload those because I don't own that beat.
Right.
I stole it. So, but then we never made any money off of it. So it's kind of okay.
Creative Commons.
Yeah, right. So, you know, it assumes you're going to, they process a lot of your stuff, you know, they make sure they beat match it and make sure that you're not going to, you're not taking the beat from something else or stealing it or whatever. But then it takes like a week and a half to 2 weeks. And once it was finished, I just waited and then, you know, it was on Spotify. Nice. So there's two songs on there right now. We're re-recording one of them, and that's why I'm making the studio again. I'm setting up the 8-track and the mixer and everything, and we're going to re-record Robots with Guns, which is on YouTube. You can check it out right now.
Well, that's awesome.
But we're re-recording that. So, yeah, that's what I did. So cool.
Sweet. We did things.
We are going to cut to a song. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about our main segments. This is the Picard song by Dark Materia. You're hearing it here on 90.9 FM.
KSLU.
Here's to the finest crew in Starfleet. Engage.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise. Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
Make it so. Make it so.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Hey, we're back on Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Redbird.
You just heard Picard's song by Dark Materia. Now we're going to talk about the main segment, and then we're going to answer a fan question.
We are.
Or should we?
We have fans.
You know what? Let's talk about the fan question first. I'm feeling that one.
We're feeling the fans?
We got a guy, John, on Facebook. Thanks, John. On KSLU's Facebook, actually.
We'll do a shout out, John.
You asked specifically for Red Bear. I'm going to give you mine, though, as well. But
on,
you asked for Red,
my question.
You asked Red Bear's opinion on the Steam Link and the functionality. So real quick, catch up. Steam Link is going to be a machine that is about the size of about that big.
A little set-top box.
I'm making a
I just realized you give dimensions on radio with imagery.
It's about that big with my fingers. Well,
here's a banana for scale, everyone.
Yeah, there you go. It's about, I don't know, 6x4x1.
It's, you know, it's like a little set-top box.
Yeah, a little set-top box. Power and HDMI in. It's probably got Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, all that or whatever.
And it
streams from Steam to a TV or whatever.
So, my opinion. Was that the actual just whole question? What's
your thoughts and
your opinion? Well, I think it exists, or it will. No, actually, I think it's a great idea because, for one, actually at work even, I use a thin client now. Having this massive hardware computer sitting at your desk all the time isn't necessary when you have that massive hardware computer sitting somewhere else.
Right.
And you're able to access pretty much the same type of level.
Have the same experience.
Yeah, it's the same experience in a different area. So your TV is usually bigger than your computer monitor. And depending on the type of game, I could see one be in my living room.
You're not a true gamer if your TV is bigger than your monitor.
It may be bigger, but it's fewer of them.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's why I just said it depends on the type of game. If I'm playing like Supreme Commander, I'm doing that at a computer because I take that very seriously and have at least like 3 monitors.
There you go. You've got multiple. You get it. You understand.
Yeah, there's reasons for that. But no, I can see it definitely being a good thing depending on the type of game you want to play. And also, it kind of opens up the platform to bring into the family room.
Yeah, and that's pretty much how I feel about it, too. You know, it's good that
that's good, Matt. Don't develop your own opinions. Just agree with me.
Well, no, I think it's important that you've got you've already paid $1,000-something or
$1,000. You're cute.
Or something.
I paid like $600 or $700 for my video card.
Okay, fair enough. You've already got a lot of big machinery. You got a big computer. There's no reason to buy, because we were for a long time, we were buying HPCs or...
Yeah, I built an HPC.
You know, a mini PC for your HTPC. That's what I meant. Yeah. HPC. High performance.
Thanks for throwing me off. My computers are high performance.
Oh, there you go. But, like, you spend an extra $1,000 just so that you can then install the same games that are on your other computer onto this one so that you can then try to interface with it in order to play games on a TV in your living room so it can be more social or whatever. But it's great that you don't need to do that, that you can just... We've got streaming technology that's fast enough or that will be fast enough to offer the same experience.
Or close to it.
You know, and I can't
I'll
imagine.
Stress that close to.
I've used Steam streaming, in-home streaming. Now, granted, the computers are on the same network. But right. This is an ideal situation for this, too, because that's what you
would
have.
I'm assuming that's what you would want, yeah.
I don't see a problem with it.
I've
it's
used
the
Wii
fine.
U stream, like, where it switches over to the tablet for me. Yeah. That works fine. I'm excited about it coming to Steam.
Yep.
That's my opinion.
Well, that's all right, and that's the thing. The Steam Link is nothing crazy except that it doesn't do – it's not computer to computer. It's computer to device.
Right.
The device is only $50 to $80. I can't remember which.
Yeah. And to be fair, it seems like that's the new hotness, though. Everyone's trying to do some type of streaming. I know Sony's got the thing with
PlayStation
PS4.
Now, Xbox is, I think, doing something like it more or less.
Yeah, that it's the future. It's coming soon. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, cool. Is that the slash opinion? Is that
slash opinion? Awesome. It's cool. I'm probably gonna buy one as soon as I have an apartment.
I know. I've actually pre-ordered the Steam controller, so we're gonna.
You did pre-order it?
I did pre-order it. So as soon as they start making them, I'll get one.
Definitely want to play with it.
Before we leave this segment, Xbox announced that. The Xbox One is going to be backwards compatible with 360 games.
Yes, which... okay, so after E3, I'm really leaning back towards... You remember, I had canceled my pre-order on the Xbox One, and I don't have any of the current-gen consoles.
Right.
So I'm really considering getting the Xbox One.
It's hard to... I'm a bigger Sony fan than I am a Microsoft fan. Only because I believe Microsoft, a majority of the games that I want to play that are going to be for the Xbox will also be for PC. But I can't say the same about games for Sony. Like, and again, it's based on the publisher. But I think
you're talking about Metal Gear, aren't you?
I'm talking about Metal Gear Solid, but that's actually on.
Is it on both?
It's on everything. It's on everything
okay,
now. You know, the exclusives are kind of dead. But you know, like Jack and Daxter, Uncharted, Killzone,
Little Big Planet.
Those are only.
That would
be
fair. That would be a reason for me to buy a PS4.
But then at the same time, you know, Sunset Overdrive or whatever isn't going to be on PC. It's only an Xbox One. Not that I care about playing that game, but that's an
example.
But
if you did, yeah.
Halo isn't on PC.
That's the big thing that's making me kind of consider, because the new Halo 5 trailer looks amazing.
Dude, they got.
I actually still need to play the Halo 4. I need to borrow that from you or something.
Yep. Or you can get an Xbox One. It comes with the Master Chief Collection, so Halo 1 through 4.
So this may be what pushes me to buy it.
This is it. Anyway, so.
What you got for me?
We are going to talk about Destiny. Not our Destiny.
Okay, well, okay.
Not our Destiny.
We're talking about like pre-Destiny.
We're going to talk about, no, we're going to talk about Destiny the game. So Destiny.
Remind me of the first episode of Red versus Blue. Why are we here?
Why are we here? No, so Destiny, if you don't know, is made by Bungie. They made Halo. And
speaking of Red versus Blue, there you go.
It's 100, I've played easy 140 hours of Destiny. And I would even say it's a very passive type of 140 hours. I play the game, I beat the missions, I replay the game, I get points, I buy things with the points, rinse and repeat. And I've leveled
sounds
two.
Kinda grindy.
It is kind of grindy, but it's not bad. I don't feel like I'm wasting my time. And Peter Dinklage is very good sounding. He's a little floaty bot,
little
ghost.
Floaty bot. I like
a little
floaty
bot. And anyway, so like I said, I just started playing the House of Wolves expansion. That's the last expansion in the season pass. So you bought the season pass that gave you, I can't remember what the first one was, and then House of Wolves.
You got that. You play
right. So that the original expansion. Game and then two expansions. The expansions don't seem like separate games. They seem like I don't know. They seem just like DLC packs that and rightly so. You know, they're only $10 to $15 each. But at E3 they showed a trailer for the next big expansion. It's called The Taken King. And this is supposed to be as big as a separate game. It's supposed to add new content, new classes, raise the cap. It's just like an expansion in WoW. It's, you know, or EU.
Speaking of WoW, I happened to accidentally launch WoW today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's the thing that happens.
You accidentally launch it. You don't have a subscription, do you?
I don't have a subscription, but it did let me in.
Really?
So I'm guessing that
it's
free.
I think it's free to play, or you can do tokens or something now.
It must be something, but anyway, yeah. I played it for a little bit and got bored.
Yeah.
So
Blizzard.
Not going to subscribe again.
Anyway,
good try.
The Taken King is coming out September 15th, so pretty soon. Like,
you excited?
I'm pretty excited because it looks good. And
you're gonna stream it to your TV?
It's one of those things where I enjoyed playing WoW, since you brought it up. I enjoyed playing WoW, but it was the $15
WoW.
A month.
Yeah, that always
$15
hurts.
A month. With Destiny, I've already paid for the season pass. I already got the two expansions in the original game. Mm-hmm. So to play it is really just the cost of my time. And it is fun. It's a pretty game. It's a shooter, but big deal. Like, I enjoy it.
I play shooters.
I don't mind paying $40 to download The Taken King, the new expansion, which will be a $40 download. But they have a few extra versions. I'm going to read out the different versions, and then we're going to decide on something.
Yay, reading.
So you got the $60 Legendary Edition. So that includes the original game, the first two expansions, The Taken King. And this is the idea of this is I've never played Destiny before. You have a brand new PS4. You're going to download or play it. It's $60. So $60. That effectively means
all of Destiny.
All of Destiny, which means that the initial game and the two expansions are only worth $20. Saying the $40 download of The Taken King, $60 for the Legendary Edition.
Okay.
Cool. $80 for the Collector's Edition. That's the original game, the first two expansions, The Taken King, a steelbook with personal notes, illustrations, and artifacts, three class items that give your character experience bonuses so you can level up faster, three armor shaders, three class-specific emotes. That's different actions you can do because you don't have voice chat in the game. I mean, you could, but you don't have it globally, really. So those could be gestures or dance moves or whatever. So,
I like how you keep dancing every time you do this.
Yeah, I'm getting into it. And then you've got the $80 for the Digital Collector's Edition, which is the original game, the expansions, pretty much all the things that were digital and not the physical stuff. So obviously, if you want the steelbook, which is a physical thing and map and stuff.
And you can't buy that separately, is what you're saying.
Right, so that's what everybody is upset about. I already own Destiny. I already own, by their admission, $20 worth of this stuff.
So you want to pay $60 and get your steel case.
I don't want to. Well, no, I don't care. I don't go out for the special edition like that. I'm full digital when it comes to stuff like that. I want to get the experience things or even the armor shaders. That's me, the armor shaders. I care less about the emotes, but apparently a lot of people want the emotes. They care so much about the emotes that it's actually really bothering them that they don't offer a separate package. If you want these emotes, you have to rebuy the first game and the two expansions and get the Taken
King. And that's
not
worth for emotes. It's not worth
$80. Some people are like, I don't mind paying for these emotes separately.
Oh,
I don't want to rebuy.
Yeah, okay. I could see buying an emote package. Yeah. Even though I think that's kind of silly, and they should just add emotes.
They think it's dumb. They think it's very, very, very dumb.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to have a basis for your players to communicate.
Well,
come
especially
on.
When you consider that, like, day one Destiny players paid $60 for the original game and then $30 for the season pass. So $90 whenever you got in on the ground day one.
Right. And it seems like you're losing ground by doing this.
Right. Yeah. And, I mean, Destiny's not even that old. That's the thing.
No, it's not.
Destiny's not that old, and you've already effectively dropped the value of the original package that they spent $90 on to $20, and then are saying, well, we'll package this other thing on top of it. So you pay less than what you paid originally to get the game and the season pass to get more than that, the new expansion, all of the expansions, all the content we've ever made, and extra stuff, which seems crazy because players that have been playing for a long time, that's who you should be selling this to. You shouldn't be – I mean, you always try to attract new players.
Or at least do like a store or something like Blizzard where you can buy these things.
Right, right.
Again, I'm going to say like emoji type things should be free. If you're going to add a dance, just do it.
Eurogamer actually did an interview with Luke Smith. He's one of the developers, one of the community managers.
Okay, what did he say?
And so they asked about prices, and they were kind of poking fun about it. And Luke Smith said, you can buy them if you buy the collector's edition. And Eurogamer said, the interviewer said, I'm not going to buy the game and the two DLCs all over again. And Luke Smith wanted to poke at him, and they were like, why? He goes, so you're feeling anxious because you want exclusive content, but you don't know yet how much you want it. The notion of spending this money is making you anxious. And the guy was like, I do want them. I would buy them. And Luke Smith's like, if I fired up a video right now and showed you the emotes, you would throw money at the screen. And Eurogamer pretty much like made Luke Smith stop talking. He says, what I'm saying is that fan frustration is not because they don't understand the proposition. It comes regardless of how cool the exclusive content is. The frustration, and mine as a fan, is that the method of acquiring it requires me to rebuy content I bought a year ago. So that's the big upset
That's the problem. I'm going to agree with him.
The guy straight up, there's a long, awkward pause and says, it's about value, the player's assessment of the value of the content.
Now, can I give this, like, the original expansions all to a friend?
I imagine if you buy the physical version, yes, it'll be a download code and it'll be.
I don't play Destiny or anything, so I don't know. Like, I'm assuming you have an account or something, and it's based to your
PSN account. So I have a digital version. I can never give that digital version to anyone.
I'm just curious. Like, I could see that. Like, you know, hey, I just want these little dancey things. If I can give the rest to my friend or
the dances are probably going to be a something that you attach to your PSN account, which that holds all your characters. So if you wanted more Destiny characters, you could just create a new PSN account. I wouldn't recommend it because then if you wanted to get all this exclusive stuff. Then
but yeah, and that's what I'm saying, though. If you already own the game, now you just have two digital copies of this game.
Yes. So I don't know.
I don't think PlayStation has a way. Like, Steam does have like the trades and stuff. I don't think Sony has a method for that, do they?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're going to cut to a song, we're going to come back, and we're going to end out the show. This is Save World, Get Girl by I Fight Dragons. See you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM.
Okay.
Hey, we're back on Experience Points, but we're out of time. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Save World, Get Girl by I Fight Dragons. We may be out of time this week, but you know what? You can check us out online at our website. Bear, what is our website?
Our website, as always, is exppoints.com. Remember to double tap that.
You had this moment of like, what is the website?
I don't know. I was going to be like, it's KSLU.
HTTP. I'm still trying to think of what it is.
://
www. Or you could wait next week. Next week.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Always here.
Again, it's
they don't let me leave.
It's hot. It's summer. But we are still here. We too shall remain. That's the ending of Boy Meets World, I think. I shall remain. It's something Mr. Feeny says. Anyway, before.
Beautiful MG.
Spoiler alert, before he died. Anyway, we are going to leave you with
you.
Two songs. This is The Link by YT Cracker and Lightbringer by Pentakill. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And we will catch you next time. Thank you for listening to the show tonight. See you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on 90.9 FM.
KSLU.